Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes, you know, when you went in the Word, you know, the Word, you know, you
Thank God. Move it. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But some of them things that we find out now, that it's strengthening us and making us better as a Christian, man. Is that right about it?
That's it.
Oh, thank you. I'm tipping in, man. You know, I ain't got for 2 seconds and 55 cents.
Oh, yeah, you good. You good, man. I didn't have nothing pressing. I just thought about worshiping.
Well, you got a lot when you say worship. Good morning,
sir.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
You got
good
a
morning.
Lot when you
morning.
Say worship.
Morning.
Huh?
Morning.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Doc.
Good morning. Greg,
good morning.
When you say that, you know what comes to mind. When you say that, my grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
Has the first thing that comes to mind is
it's
sufficient.
That's it.
I ain't gonna move it. It's sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You just tell him thank you. So I was sitting there listening to it, and it reminded me of something. And I said to my family this morning on our Zoom prayer, I heard Reverend Ray say it a while back, and I fell in love with it. So he won't put no more on you than you can bear, but he will.
Yeah.
God will put more on you than you can bear. And that's just to show you he'll bear it for you.
Yeah.
He said he won't put more than you can bear. You can't bear
it. That's
it. Bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.
That's it, man.
That's the God that we serve. I tell you, I've learned not to be so selfish with my brothers. That's the God that we serve.
My.
Yes, sir. That's the type of God that we serve. He'll do it
more times.
Yes, sir. Him is just that good to man.
Yeah.
You said, my grace.
Praise the Lord.
You
know, we know every time we say it, we know it's in Scripture how God put it in our heart. Because when you traveling down these highways and byways of life, man, it's always finding something. It don't go, you might go a day, you might go a week.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line, something's going to come up.
Something's
going to
happen.
No, I don't care how good you are. Matter of fact, if you really staying close to him, you're going to have more than most, you know, the trials and tribulations.
That's it.
Then you'll be so headstrong, you'll say, why me? You know what I'm talking about?
That's it.
Why
that's
me?
It. When you should be saying,
why not you?
Why not me?
Why not you?
If you're attacking me, you ought to do it because you know you don't have me. So if you don't have
come
me, then
on,
my Lord and Savior must have me. So why not me?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yes, sir. That was Joe saying. Joe said, all my appointed time, wait on the Lord. He cursed the day. You know, my cousin spoke that this morning. He said he cursed the day he was born, but he gave me curse. And we was talking about that this morning. My brother just said, why not me? You know, when you think about how the Lord allowed Satan to touch the old body, but he wouldn't touch the soul. Think about that for a moment. Just think about that for a moment. How he let him attack that body. You know, I was speaking to my family this morning. I said, he let him attack that body because the old devil was only attacking what he is. He wasn't attacking them but some dirt. So since you dirt, I'm going to let you fight. I'm going to let you play in dirt. Don't go and play with yourself. See, the soul belongs to the Lord. You can't touch that. He said, I'm going to let you have that dirt because that's all you are, dirt anyway. In other words, don't give him room. That was my brother me when he said, why not me? See, if we don't give Satan room, he can't get in. We'll allow Satan to attack us. We got to do is stay within the realm of our Lord and Savior. And I know that to be true because he said, I'll fight your battles for you. I'll move your mountain for you. You can't move. He said, I'll move your mountain for you. I'll lead you all around. In the name of Jesus, God is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, he's so good. Brother Henry, he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah, since we need some context to this, oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace.
Yes.
Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Lord, we just come with our eyes and our heart open to thee, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the hour that you gave that we could come together, Lord, to reason with you, to be in the places that men can reason together, children of God can sit down and have a cordial conversation, Lord, and even without doubt that you will come in, Lord, and you will bless our service, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord.
Because
we don't want to take it a day by day without giving you thanks, Lord. Because we believe when you come in, everything will be all right, Lord. Some kind of way, Lord, that the mountain might be kind of high for most of us, Lord. But we know, Father God, that you there, Lord, as we climb this mountain, Lord. We ask you right now, Father God, help us with the word, Lord. Help us, Father God, to be able to have a receptive spirit, Lord. Move in the doubt, Lord. Move in the frustration, Lord. Move in the thing that we think that the world is more than you, Lord. Because now it got to a time now they commercialize that you just God, and that's all. But, Lord, we know you're bigger than that, Lord. So we want to come by this worshiping you, thanking you, Lord, and lifting up your mighty name, Lord. We ask you, Lord, again in advance, Lord, to bless the service, Lord. Cover us, Lord, with your love, Lord. You know what it needs to be said today. We ask you to say it, Lord. Hide the messenger as you speak through the message, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read this third verse. I ain't going to have you guys wondering. I'm going to read this third verse.
In
Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And I'm going to go there now. I don't have that much longer with you guys, man, but I want you to know this is Luke 4. You know, it's in Luke 4 and 1. Y'all said it now.
Yeah.
Jesus now. But he was full of the Holy Ghost. He was led into a wilderness. Now, brothers and sisters, don't get it twisted. God know what he's doing. God know what he's doing. The preparation wasn't just for the Spirit. It was for
yes,
us.
Sir.
It was for
yes,
us.
Sir.
It was for what he was about to take on. But he took him on after he got after he'd been baptized, and God looked at him, Reverend Heron, the doves came down on him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was pleased with him.
Yes, sir.
He didn't leave.
Yeah.
He didn't let him wander a little bit. He took let him wander off into a desert, a wilderness. That's what the scripture said over here in Luke 4:1.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do this again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do this because I just like reading, right? He said, "And Jesus being full." Brother D, of
yes,
the Holy
sir.
Ghost.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ad,
the Holy
not
Ghost.
Not partial.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. There's some battles and storms and heal, Reverend Henry, that everybody can't go to. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
God is not going to put, like what Brother D said, if he do, he'll give you a place where the scripture says, allow you to escape if you want to go read that.
Yes,
yes, 10
sir.
And 13.
Yes, sir.
He'll allow a place that
yes,
he knows
yes,
he ain't going to get to. So he'll allow us to get away. Now, it's up to us to hear him.
Yes,
but
yes,
Jesus was
yes,
full
yes,
of the Holy Ghost, and he went down into the wilderness. And, Reverend, this is what happened.
Yes.
The Bible says this here now, but being 40 days tempted. I'm here now. I'm still
Yes, sir.
The devil.
Yes, sir.
Not Reverend Henry, not Eric, not Brother D, not God's man, but you know the devil can get in one of us. You know, the devil trying to creep in if you don't watch it. He'll try to creep in you, one of us, if you don't watch it. But he said he was what? He was tempted of the devil in those days. He did not eat. He didn't eat nothing, Reverend. He said when they were in hereafter was hungry, and the devil said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, help me, Holy Spirit."
Command.
He said, "Command this stone." Should it be
yes,
what? Made bread. I know you're hungry, man. I know
yes,
you're hungry.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Father,
yes, sir.
Father, days and Father and night, you were there a long time. And you said, I won't see your ribs, Jesus. He said, you be the Son of God.
Yes,
tell me,
yes,
old sir. If you be the Son of God, you ever been somewhere you just, and you ain't got to a point that you know, the devil feel like he knows something? Help me, Holy Spirit. He just know what he can do to distract you. You know, he know what he can do to get you out of the worship of God. But he don't know, man. God got something around for you to strengthen. You know what it is? I'm going to keep saying all through this little message, the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit.
The Holy Ghost.
He gave him some wisdom then. And he told him this.
Yes,
this is why Brother D and Reverend Henry, I always say this here. You got to have the word, brothers. He said, the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones that it be made bread. And Jesus said unto what Jesus said to him, it is written.
It is written.
It is
written.
It didn't say a promise, a will. It didn't say that you can go Dr. Phil. He said
It's written.
Tell me what that right quick. Did anything get changed out of that? The scripture says it is written. I want people to hear me. You got to get in the Bible. You got to learn the word of God. You don't have to take the word back to God, but Jesus said it is written that man should not live by bread alone. But every word of God. I'm gonna read one more time. It says it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeding out the mouth of God.
Yes,
my Bible says word of God. I want to I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart. When you hear this, God can speak to somebody, and He can speak to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He can feed you so spiritual that you won't watch it. Every hour's going by that you haven't ate anything. But some kind of way you get strength. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you get a spiritual strength that within it moves the hunger away while you're fasting and praying. But Jesus told him, man don't live by that. Man live by what God gives of him, the word of God. When the last time you ate, Reverend Henry? When last time you ate, Brother D?
Right.
I'm almost through, y'all. When last time you did all these things? But the devil. Now y'all
that's
talking
it.
About these mountains now. The devil, I'm still climbing the mountain. He said what? And the devil took him up to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdom. He said the kingdom of the world in a moment of a time. And the devil said unto him, Brother D, he said, all this power would I give thee.
I give it to
you. He said,
it's good
for them. What did he say? I'm still in the book. He said, that is delivered unto me. He said, to whosoever I would give, I give it. Look at what he showed. I bet he was fooling himself when he started thinking about this, Reverend. He said, worship me. That's what Reverend Henry just said. I ain't had nothing. All I really want to do is worship. When you start worshiping, you start doing what he said. If I be lifted up on earth, help me, Holy Spirit.
If
I lift him up, my God, he'll draw all men. What you think he did today? I'm at work. I just went all across the world. I'm supposed to be in a meeting right now. But I just let me dip in there for a minute. I'm serious, no? He said, if thou therefore will worship me, and he said, all shall be thine. Man, I mean, he gave a long little road right there, Reverend. He gave a long little road. I got to build this. The other one didn't work. That homer stuff didn't work, Reverend Henry. It didn't work. And so I got to build this up.
Yeah.
I got to let him know I got some power I want to give to you. I want to let you have all of this. If you just worship me, man, I took it away from your comfort zone, Reverend Henry. I took you away from the church, Reverend Henry. I took you out of the comfort zone, Brother D. I took you away from your Bible, Reverend. I'm going to take you up and let you see where I can give you. Look at all the things I'm going to give you.
Show you my power.
If you worship. I'm still climbing this mountain, y'all. He said, get thee behind me.
He said, it is written.
There we go again. Why he keep saying it's written, Reverend Henry? Why
does
he keep saying it's written? It is written.
Yeah.
And thou said, what? Worship the Lord thy God.
The Lord thy God.
Only.
Yes, sir. Only.
that shit.
I'm in the book, man.
It's written.
Jesus said it is in the book. He said, lean not to thy own understanding. Kind of
own.
He said, but acknowledge.
Yeah.
I don't know what last time you look around. You know, I don't know wherever you've been looking at. If you just stay focused looking at God. I know it's going to get tough sometimes because our flesh. We look at things. And sometimes it can be so overbearing. You know, death. You know, death come on every hand. Misunderstood. And hey, watch this here. Sometimes you just stand all the branch out and some people think you want to whoop them with it. But no, you're telling them Jesus is love. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to tell you he loves you more than what you think you're doing right now. He said, matter of fact, I have to be the example to show you that God is real. Help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus telling you, we don't live by that. We don't live by all that stuff. If I worship you, I might as well lay down and die. Because no man that I know to serve God should worship any other God but the one who created the heaven and earth. That's why we say, oh, Heavenly Father, help Heavenly Holy Spirit.
That's it. We ain't just the God.
Because they got a lot of them running around. We trying to create the
only
They say, when did he come in existence? He's been existing eternally. As far as you can think, that's how long he's been existing. They've been talking about my religion over here. You can hang on with all that theological stuff. You can fight back and forth, arguing about all that, all you want to. But I want to tell you, he's real. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know he's real. Nobody can tell me about it no more. Because I've tried him for myself. I've tried him so hard for myself. I wasn't trying to prove him because he showed me he was God because I know I was seeking and seeing. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know I was so in depth and seeing that I was, hey, Reverend Henry, I had rockets, Reverend Henry, and I was just, I was blind to hell, you know.
Come on, man.
I was blind to hell, Reverend. I was blind to hell, but God said, no, mother, just stop praying.
We had a one-way ticket. That's it. We had a one-way ticket.
Let me get out of here, Reverend.
Yes,
he brought him.
Yes, sir.
We still dealing with this mountain, y'all. He said, and he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pedestal and on the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, he said, cast thyself down.
Cast thyself.
I'm still in the book, y'all. He said, for it is written, he said, give his angels charges over thee. And to keep thee. And look what he said, Reverend Henry. He said, in thy hand, they shall bear thee up. And any time thou dash a foot against a stone, and Jesus answered, says in it. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. I have to pause sometimes. It is said, that's what he said, thou should not tempt the Lord thy God. I'm going to tell you something. I'm at the end of it now, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be some things that we're going to try to get the devil sometime. Well, the devil made me do it.
That's it. You got to get the devil for this. You all by yourself with this. I tell you right now, he tried to put him on the devil, but he told him no. I don't care what you take, man. I'm still climbing that mountain, Reverend. He could have told God to move it. He could have sent 10,000 angels down and stopped this devil from talking to him, Reverend. You know what he did, Reverend?
He took him back to the word of God. He took him back what he did, who sent him to preach this uncompromised stuff. But it was just so early, Reverend. And look at this. It was early. Sometimes when you're a new believer and you get off into this ministry and you get out there and run too quick, and the devil knock you off the road a little bit. I think you preached one time about the seeds one time, Brother D and Reverend. I think y'all gave the word one time that something fell on some stony ground, right? And it choked itself out. You know, sometimes
choke
you got to watch out. Jesus started out so young, but he had so much power in it because we believe. Now, we believe because what was that? Philip asked a question one time. We believe what the scripture said, right? Philip said, show us the Father, so it suffices for us.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, have I been so long with
you? No, I'm not doing
you
all the time.
To follow two generations. He's going to get tempted on this hour. He know he's going to get moved around. He know he's going to push that mountain. Don't you know Jesus know May the 31st, 2023, and my time, 824, your time, 924, and he know we're going to have this opportunity to tell you, please keep going on. Keep stepping on. You ask God to give you strength. You ask God to give you some power to go through this. Because I ask God all the time. Now, I ain't gonna simply tell you I'm holding them down. I ain't gonna simply some of that stuff hurts.
Yes, sir. You got to go through some pain sometimes. You have to go through some suffering sometimes.
I get sometimes. That sometimes. But then I find out one time. I find out the Jesus I serve. I find out who struck his hands out for you and I to say that if he can bear the world's sin, I know I can be able to go to him and he can give me strength. Help me, Holy Spirit. Give me strength to get through this here because it's going to take God to get me through this here. Oh, it's going to be my ABCs, Doc. It ain't gonna become my ABCs. So I'm gonna leave you with this. This is what I love about the scripture. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, Reverend Henry, he departed from him. A lot of people don't believe this, but he said for a season. So I'm gonna leave it right there. I know I can keep it going, but I won't leave there. A season. You're gonna go through some things. I said it's gonna be some pretty good days getting up, and you're gonna have some pretty bad years. You know, talking about Reverend, you have some bad years sometimes. But let me tell you, the devil's there for a season. He'll come and go. You have to discern if that's what it is. Everything come to you, God knows. Because he told us the other day, Reverend, when he told Job, he told the devil, have you considered my servant Job? He said, he's a righteous man. Yes. Now, God allowed the adversary to have. Don't you think he won't allow him to come to you? He allowed him to come to you. All you got to do is be steadfast and unremovable and stay with the Lord.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? Unremovable and stay with the Lord. May God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Stay with
the Lord. That's it.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, it's funny, Rhea. as my brother was giving the word, I thought about a song that the old group here did years ago. He says, one day I sign a contract with Jesus, and it's going to last. Mm. For the rest of my life. One day I found out I was in a world of sin, and he took me. I signed the contract with Jesus. I signed the contract with him. And he says, it's funny, see, because he says the doors of the church is open. Somewhere he said you got a standing invitation. Brother Dog played this on music for me. He said, you got to stand it. He's extending his hand to a man, and one day I grabbed the hold. I decided I was standing. I done tried everything out here. That's all Reverend Mary just told you. I done tried everything out here. I signed the contract with Jesus. It's going to last for the rest of my life. Because I know I'm living to die to live again. I'm going to live on in glory. I signed a contract with him. It may get hard sometimes, bro. It get a little rough sometimes. But like my brother just told you, it's only for a season. God will carry you through. All you got to do is hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Tell him thank you.
Yes, sir.
I know you will. I know he will.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm a living witness. He will.
Yes, all right. Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. That's beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Powerful. Thank you, Lord. Powerful. Yes, sir. You said you thought about a song. You thought about a song.
Yes, sir.
I thought about Nehemiah, eight,
sir.
The sixth verse. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen.
Amen.
And they lifted up their hands and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
Yes, sir.
God has spoken, so let the church say, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us strength as the word went forth. Thank you, Lord. Let us know to the one who is able to keep us from falling.
Yes, keep us from falling. Yes, sir.
Yes,
man,
to resist temptation, we thank you. To able to endure, we thank him. He did it to show us that it could be done. Praise
yes, sir.
God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will.
Thank you.
Yes.
I read this little passage in Martha sent in the beauty of brokenness. God's sorrow leads to joy. Godly sorrow leads to joy. Oh, praise the Lord. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, oh God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. When our heart is broken over a sin, God mends it with the priceless forgiveness, generosity offered by our Savior at the cross. He received us with love when we humble ourselves before him. A closeness in is restored. God bless you. Beautiful. Thank you, Martha. Thank you. Thank God today for this blessing that he's given us. Spiritually food that he gave us. Hallelujah. Strength in his word. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I just say amen. Thank him for this worship service this morning. Thank him for giving us strength this morning. Thank him for giving us everything that we need. He said it's written. It is written. And for those that like Chris saying, the last quote he said, It is said. don't tempt the Lord, but worship him. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're at the point of our service. We'll come in and tell the Lord, thank you. Want to come in, you won't pray. Want to come in, say good morning. We're here. Also, you have a choice to keep. But a mighty God to glorify. Thank you. And thank all of you for taking time out. And just to come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Taking time out just to come and worship with us. Taking time out to come and hear what thus says the Lord. We ask for your continual prayer. That it's a necessity that we pray for one another, that we can keep each other in prayer. Oh, praise the Lord, that God may continue to bless us all, that we may be, where we may have the strength to keep on going forward, like the don't move our mountain, but give me strength to climb that mountain, whatever mountains in your life. God is able to give you strength and the stumbling blocks, the thing that will trip you up. He'll give you the wisdom and the knowledge just to go ahead and go on around it. Even the pitfalls that are set before you, God will let you know where the pitfalls are so you won't stumble and you will go around it. But open your heart and ears and spiritually to the Lord. You'll be able to hear what thus says the Lord, and your faith will be increased. So we thank you today. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, But of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, how you blessed us in this service, this moment, this hour, to be able to come together collectively, and then you bless us individually. We tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your strength that you keep giving. Hallelujah. The speaker, hallelujah, your vessel that you are using over and over. We tell you, thank you, Lord. We've seen your work, Father. Hallelujah. We've seen how you have the work, and we tell you, thank you. We recognize, Father, to bless us, to keep our mind stayed on thee in the name of Jesus. Just want to tell you, thank you for your word today. Thank you for all that came and played a part and made this service to be something that you would receive our worship, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we love you. It is in Jesus' name. Go with us and stand by us and continue to take care of us. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it all. Amen.
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 Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Lord, I'm down in this scene over. I need you. Come on in. I'm down here, Lord, and I'm all by myself. Come on and see. You're my friend to the end, and you never let me down. Come on and see, 'cause I'm down.
man. I'm still about me.